In January, the Communities of the Coastal Villages Regional Fund teamed up with Bristol Bay Economic Development Corporation to acquire 3% of the snow crab and red king crab quota in the Bering Sea fishery. That licenses them to catch 3% of the crab that can be harvested there per year. This quota, which CVRF and Bristol Bay say is valued at $35 million, is split between the two organizations. CVRF also purchased 3 fishing vessels from the same Seattle-based company that it bought the crab quota from. Soon after, CVRF began catching and selling crab on behalf of its 20 communities. CVRF CEO Eric Deacon says the fleet has caught more than 700,000 pounds of Opelia snow crab this year, which he says is valued at almost $3 million. Deacon says that roughly half that amount will pay CVRF's operating costs for running the crabbing ships and paying crew members. The other half will go to CVRF communities. The ownership of and revenue from the crab quota is largely split up by population of each village.
It's going to give them a permanent revenue stream. That stream is going to be bigger after they pay the loan off.
The coastal communities purchase a crab quota with a loan backed by CVRF. Deacon says a Bering Sea crab quota is a solid long-term investment, despite Red King crab numbers and quota decreasing in recent years. He said the majority of crab quota owned by CVRF communities is for snow crab, and snow crab quotas have been increasing in the Bering Sea for the last few years.
Even when the total allowable catch shrinks a little bit, the revenue a lot of time can stay the same because the price will go up because of consumer demand in the marketplace.
Deacon adds that this program isn't just about the money.
What this does is it transfers ownership of Bering Sea resources to tribes, and with ownership comes a stronger voice in the management of the Bering Sea as a whole.
Deacon says CVRF wants to support its members in participating more in Northern Pacific Fishery Management Council meetings. That's the body that manages fisheries off the Alaskan coast. He said CVRF would pay to fly community members to attend those meetings, where they could discuss not only crabbing, but also how fishing in the Bering Sea affects local fisheries in Western Alaska. Deacon said another benefit of the CVRF crabbing program is creating job opportunities.
This isn't going to create a huge amount of jobs. It's only 3 boats that we fished this year, but the jobs that are there are high paying.
There are 16 to 18 of those jobs in the new crabbing program, and at least a couple have already gone to local workers. In its first year, a pair of brothers from Hooper Bay worked on the fleet to catch crab on behalf of their community. You can apply for jobs on CVRF's website. The next Bering Sea crabbing season will begin October 15th. In Bethel, I'm Greg Kim.